Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. And we're going to start off today's episode by going over some news. And the first bit of news is having to do with the item shop. So as of the time I'm recording this, it is 5 o'clock. So it is right after the item shop reset. And the first thing that I've noticed is that the item shop is going to reset in another 12 hours, which means we're not going our full 24-hour rotation. It should update sometime tomorrow morning. And my guess is, since the Neymar Jr. stuff came out this week, and most people start playing on that Friday, most casual people start playing on that Friday through Sunday or Monday, for people who don't play during the week, I'm guessing that we're going to start it tomorrow, get all of the new soccer skins back in the shop. Now, these are not the old ones, like the Poised Playmaker, which is the one that I have. These are the new ones that have all the different clubs that you can choose from. So if you wanted to get those, they are going to be coming back probably, if not tomorrow, then sometime next week, because their shop tag got updated the other day as well, which just proves even more that they're going to be coming back. But now that I have that out of the way, why don't we look at some other news? We have some bug fixes that are some bugs that have been addressed and haven't been addressed, but that have been found and they're working on. They're aware of a player's experiencing an issue with a Spire Quest Harvest of Wolfang, Boar Tusks, and 3 Chicken Feathers for Raz after the release of 16.30, and they're working on a fix. And then there's also 2 creative issues. There was one for the save point device where they have moved it into their closed beta while they resolve the issues. And there's an issue with the phone tool, and they will tell when that's been fixed. So there's some bugs with the phone tool. But that should be fixed pretty soon. Now, going on we don't really have any other news to talk about other than, pretty much we have no other news to talk about. So we're going to talk about the best creative maps to use for a warm-up routine. And this list, actually, I got inspiration from for Fortnite Tracker. So go check their website out. They have a bunch of cool stuff there. But we have, for one of the maps you should use is Shavok's Aim Training. The map code is 8022-6842-4965. And Shavok's Aim Trainer is, it's pretty much this giant map where you just go around and it's a bunch of different aim training. So you can do like zombies aim training where you shoot different flying zombies and then you have to shoot cubes and stuff like that. And it's really good. I've actually used that map before. Then Jazz's movement map is really good. Code is 0401-0054-5856. This one, it's more of an aim training movement map than just it's not just your normal aim training map. But it's also not just your normal edit. It's not like an edit course or anything. This one, you have very low health, and you have to try to go around bots without getting hit and shooting them back and actually dealing damage to them and eliminating the bots. So it's a pretty good map to use. Then the final one is Raiders Mechanics Training Map. Map code is 2523-1902-2802. I really like this map. And it's good, really good. There's 2 different ones, and you can actually find his other ones when you're in his map. But they're all really good. I use these ones a lot. It's one of my favorites. There's Raiders. I go into his a lot to use. But then that is going to be all for the news. A very light news week. News day, I mean. So why don't we go into the item shop today? Since we have a short show, we're not going to really go into a break. We're just going to go right into the item shop. And starting us off is we have Ham... I'm probably going to mispronounce this, Hamopee's Locker Bundle. And in it, you get the Poised Playmaker skin, which is really good. I recommend getting it. The Star Wand, which most people already have. The Paper Plane Glider, which is really good. The Full Tilt Emote and the Constellation Wrap. If you own the pickaxe and the skin like I did, it costs $400 to get the rest of them. So for 3 items, to get a glider, emote, and wrap for $400 V-Bucks is a really good deal. So if you own the pickaxe and the skin already, I was just getting them. But it should cost around 1,800 V-Bucks to get them all, I'm pretty sure. Or you can get them separately. You can get the Poised Playmaker for 1,200, the Star Wand for 800, the Paper Plane for 800, the Fill Tilt Emo for 500, or the Constellation Wrap for 500. Moving on to our featured section today, we have the Spark Plug outfit with the scrappy back bling, and she does have that new ink style. We also have the Kit Bash skin with the trash lid back bling, and he has the Cat Bash style. We also have the Dominion skin in here with a flame sigil back bling. Really like this one for 1500. The Burning Beast glider for 1500. The Burning Blades pickaxe is for 800. The Malice skin with the Malice wings for 1200. Really like that skin. The Burning Axe for 1200. Really cool pickaxe there. Really unique. And then the Burning Glyph animated wrap for 500. Moving on to our next special offers. Our next feature section. We have the Edge Factor set. You can get all of them for 2300. And you get the Hedron skin, the Edge Case backbling, the ISO skin, the Exploding Axes backbling, the pickaxe, and the Multi-Point Edge glider. Really cool pack here. Or you can buy them separately. You can get the Hedron skin with the Edge Case backbling for 1500, the ISO skin with the Exploding Axes backbling for 1500, the pickaxes for 800, and the Multi-Point Edge glider for 800. Moving on to the daily section, we have the Monk's outfit in here today with the Peel Pack backbling for 1200. The Envoy skin for 800, really cool skin there. The Billy Bounce out emote for 500. The Modern Glider for 500, really old glider here from Season 1, and it doesn't come out very often. The Corrupted Wrap for 500, and the Jumbo Popcorn emote for 200. Moving on, we have the Justin Jefferson's Locker Bundle in here for 2,200 V-Bucks. You can get the Hitman skin with the Hit Me Back Bling, the Get Gritty emote, which is traversal, the Signature Shuffle emote, the Weathered Gold Pickaxe, and the Arcade Kid Wrap, which is reactive and lights up every time you shoot it. For 2,200, you can get all those. Or separately, you can get the Hitman with the Hit Me Back Bling for 1,500, the Get Gritty new emote, Keep Your Eyes on the End Zone for 500, the Signature Shuffle emote for 800, the Weathered Gold Pickaxe for 500, and the Arcade Kid Wrap for 500 as well. Moving on, we have a brand new section here today that was actually out yesterday, but I didn't have time to make an episode yesterday because I got home late. We have the Takara outfit in here with the Gaze Backbling for 1500. One of my favorite skins, actually. But then moving on, we have the Taro skin with the Trusty Tusk Backbling. This one actually just came out last month. The Nara skin with the White Fang Backbling for 1500. The cool Gatekeeper Pickaxe for 500. The Flying Carp Glider for 800, the Mocking Master skin, which has that Knight style with the Shrimpy backbling for 1200, the Sushi Master skin with the Chef's Choice backbling for 1200, the Filet Axe for 800, and the Flying Fish Glider for 500. Also in this section, we have the Shogun outfit in here with the Bladed Wings backbling for 2000 V-Bucks, the Jawblade Pickaxe, really cool pickaxe, the Kabuto Glider, which is actually one of my favorites. Probably I wish I had this one, but it's really cool. It's only 800 too, and it has a really cool control when you're gliding. Also, one of my favorite skins is back, the Heim skin with the Shiro backbling, and she has three styles: the default, no mask, and no mask and helmet style, which is probably my favorite. But she is 2,000 V-Bucks. Or you can get the Musha skin with the Sashimono backbling. I think that's how you say it, Sashimono. I don't know, for 2,000, and he has that default with no mask and no mask or helmet style. You can also get the Cat's Claw pickaxe, which is really cool, and the Perfect Glider for 500. Moving on to limited time offers today, we have the Cyber Infiltration Pack in here for 2,200, and it does have that Chigusa skin, Watchful Web backbling, Megumi skin, Guard Pup backbling, the Yuki skin, and the Hack Pack backbling all for 2,200. Or you can get the Infiltrations Tool Pack for 1,200, which has the Cutting Words pickaxe, Rebel Authority pickaxe, and the Slice and Dice pickaxe, and they all have that two-handed style. Also in here today, we have the Centurion outfit with the Gallant Gear backbling, the Centurion Age pickaxe, and 600 V-Bucks for $4. The Fortnite Last Laugh bundle with the Joker, Poison Ivy, Midas Rex, Black Backbloom, Laugh Riot, Joker's Revenge, Bad Joke, Ivy Axe, Kingsmaker, Midas Crest, and Pick a Card, Conchel for $30. Or you can get the Fortnite Assassin Pack for $8, which gives you the Contract Giller skin, the Dorsal Destroyer Backbling, and the Contract Giller quest, which you can do to get 1,000 extra V-Bucks. But that is all for the item shop today. So if you'd like to find me anywhere else, of course, you can find me over on YouTube at Numi, or you can find me over on Twitch at Exotic Numi, planning to do some streaming there maybe this weekend if I have time, if not the next weekend. And you can, of course, follow this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you to everyone who's listening, actually, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, any of those places. Thank you for listening. We're really far in. I think we have about like 114 episodes out. So just a huge thank you to all you guys that continue listening. But until next time, guys, goodbye.